when they built the Great Pyramid, they not only cut this thing with amazing precision, but they actually put mortar in the joint.
Yeah, that's what I want to get into with you, the construction. Not necessarily, we'll get into the how. I want to get your views on the how later. But what about the construction?
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
All right, tell us, what did they use?
Well, they cooked up this mortar that we don't really know how to duplicate today. And it was actually stronger than the blocks themselves. And they slopped it in these joints for two reasons. One, so they could slide the blocks around and get them in place, and two was to seal it so that water couldn't get in there, because they have found salt inside the Great Pyramid over an inch thick in the Grand Gallery in the Queen's Chamber that was sea salt. So the Great Pyramid was designed to withstand the Noahic flood, which would come 500 or 600 years later. How do we know that? Well, when they did the cooking of this mortar, they had to use trees that they cut down, and they cooked it, tons of trees. And some of that debris, the charcoal and bugs, got into that mortar, so there was organic material in that mortar. Well, there was a man, I don't recollect his name right now, that did a radiocarbon dating study on the mortar in the joints. And he took many samples from many places on the Great Pyramid, and every one of those samples is at least 500 years earlier than the reign of Khufu. So we have radiocarbon dating information on the Great Pyramid that precedes the time when Khufu lived. So not only does the evidence from the construction flawed ideas of his mother not ring true about that he built the Great Pyramid, but the mortar in the joints conclusively proves that the pyramid is at least 600 to 1,000 years older than the reign of Khufu.
Okay, now let's get into the how. How do you think they built this?
Well, you know, this is a mystery. One of the things that's really phenomenal about the Great Pyramid is that the ceiling joist in what is called, you know, commonly called the King's Chamber, it's really, you know, for want of a better description, let's just call it the King's Chamber. The ceiling joists were taken, and I went up there to Aswan. It was taken from the Aswan Red Granite Quarry up there in Aswan, a wonderful place to visit, by the way. And these joists were 34 feet long, 6 feet wide, and 9 feet thick.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine cutting that baby up. And then Aswan's about 500 miles up the Nile in Upper Egypt, you know, south of Cairo. How did they get them all the way down to the Giza Plateau? And there was at least 12 of them, maybe more, that covered the, I think there was 12 of them that covered the ceiling joists. So there was some other large red granite in the upper chambers above the Great Pyramid as well. So these are 80 tons. These things weigh 80 tons. And we don't have any proof of any barges or boats big enough to hold something like that, to carry it down the river.
There's no way, no.
And not only that, you know, the river wasn't deep then because it spread out. They didn't have the Aswan Dam, so a boat would have, the draft, it would have sunk in the mud of the Nile. So they must have brought it overland somehow, all the way down to the Giza Plateau. And then, you know, the King's Chamber is about 150. It's at the 50th chorus of blocks, something like 150 feet above the ground. How did they lift 80-ton red granite blocks to put over the top of the King's Chamber?
Somebody would say they devised some incredible pulley.
Well, I don't know how they did it. I'm just saying that whoever figured this out had to be some kind of a genius, because it's the only pyramid in all of Egypt that has any inner chambers like that, and that would require the lifting of something of this massive size.
And the architecture inside, Ken, absolutely staggering. The seams are so close. Everything, I mean, it's almost as if they had to have used modern electric tools to do some of the things they did.
The Great Pyramid is built with much finer craftsmanship than any other pyramid in all of Egypt.